All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, February 14th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have some NASCAR action, round three golf, we have COD, and League of Legends. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. We do have a couple questions that came in prior to the show, so we will start there. Quick update, I just saw that our O'Reilly Auto Parts projections just went up. Ownership shouldn't be far behind, so keep an eye out if you're playing some NASCAR today for that to finish up, I'd say within the next 30 minutes here for sure. Just a small update there. Outside of that, let's get our first question up on the screen. First question of the day, if setting custom ownership, do you need to update post-lock and upload new ownership as well when news hits throughout the night? Post-lock to have it reflected in the Sims. Also, if I just increase one player's own percent by 20%, do I need to think about docking elsewhere? Or would Sims run correctly with just that one ownership edit? Okay, so this turns into truly like a little bit of a rabbit hole here. And I want to, we did a deep dive on this recently. And I want to call it out. I want to find it real quick. Okay, this will be on the 2-5 Office Hours. All right, so hold on. That's what we're going to do. So custom ownership, you need to be careful with how you apply it. And just like understanding all the ins and outs. So we're going to go here. This is 2-5, I think. Okay, wait, let's go back. 2-5. Yeah. So this one. Okay. This is good. All right. So there should be a section in here. If we go into the description here. Okay, cool. So in case you guys didn't know this, any past Office Hours, all the questions get timestamped so you can easily come in and watch bits and pieces. If you asked a question, if you only want to watch a certain thing, this makes it really easy to do so. So this segment here, can you discuss custom ownership and how it interacts with the Sims? This ended up being about like a 9-minute segment where we really dove deep into uploading custom ownership, using it for rules, using it for filters, using it for contest sims, best ways to apply it, post-lock, pre-lock, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to send this timestamp link to this user because this is a really good segment to check out if you are interested in this topic. So I'm going to send this over right now. And that should take you right to this timestamp link. So let me know if you have any questions with that, but it is this February 5th Office Hours. How do you adjust contest strategy by slate size? And it was about an hour and 13 minutes long. So check out that segment. And then if you have any follow-up, hit me up and we can always circle back. All right. Looks like two questions on NASCAR. We're going to group these together. First one, NASCAR lineup building tips with a question mark. And then the second one, with such a volatile sport like NASCAR, what is the best way to spread out exposures on racers? Okay. Another quick call out. I should have just done this while I had it up. Yesterday's office hours, we didn't have any questions coming prior to the show. So we spent the entire show really talking about NASCAR strategy. We even went back and looked at Daytona from last year and came up with some ideas about things that you could do heading into either the races yesterday, the races today, and the race, obviously, the big race tomorrow. So this office hours right here, I'm going to drop it in the chat. We talked a lot about NASCAR, which was super cool. So this is just something to check out, you know, after the fact today, get some additional content and, you know, see if there's anything mentioned yesterday that we're not going to mention today. But a couple things, right? So we're just going to talk NASCAR overall. I'm going to reread this question. With such a volatile sport like NASCAR, what is the best way to spread out exposures on racers? So I do want to clarify, I don't think NASCAR – see, again, so it's generally the super speedways that tend to be very volatile, right? So in general, NASCAR doesn't have that many courses with like a high crash index, but Daytona is like obviously like the highest here. So on a race like today, yes, it is important to be conscientious of, you know, how much really like how much dollar exposure you're putting on any one individual racer, right? How much of their portfolio, how much of your portfolio they take up. So, you know, if you're concerned about that, I think the simplest and easiest thing that you can do is come in and set a global max exposure where you come into the max exposure, you click this gear icon and you come up with a number and you're like, you know what? I don't want any racer in more than 70% of my lineups. That makes me comfortable, or like, hey, I don't want a racer in any more than 50% of my lineups, right? I think the one thing to be mindful of with this idea is the actual ownership percentages. You know, so like for instance, right, if I set this to 50% global max, well, I'm automatically saying that I am going to be under the field on the highest owned racer. Like I cannot even be even with the field on William Byron because he's expected to be 64% owned and I have him in 50 and I'm not allowing him in more than 50%. So you got to kind of understand it's not always just about a percentage, right? But like if these ownerships were lower, if the top ownership was 30 and then it was 25 or something like that, then 50 would be okay, right? So that's why there's like never like a one size kind of fits all answer as far as like values go. I think what you could do is you could just use the top ownership as the value. So you're like, hey, you know, I want to set a global max for this race because it is high variance where I am not willing to play a driver or roster a driver at a rate higher than the maximum ownership. So like for the top owned player, I'm effectively saying I'm willing to be even with them at most. And then for any other driver, I'm willing to have some positive leverage, but not an amount where my total exposure on them exceeds this value, right? I think that's like an okay rule of thumb. And then that allows you to like dynamically change the max exposure column. So as far as like getting spread out, I think this is probably a very good first step in doing so. And then when you set it before the build, SaberSim will take that into account in the lineup creation process. So like we set that, SaberSim understands, hey, you know, this user has the 65% max exposure. Let's be aware of that. And then we go into the lineup, you know, generation process here. And we'll see what it comes back with on the other side now that we're building some lineups. All right. So we build 500 lineups in our pool. I'm going to create a group here. And let's just use Uniques 1. And we'll use SaberScore. Why not? Okay, so we're looking at the top 150 lineups out of 500 here, sorting just Uniques 1, SaberScore. And we come in and our exposures, right? We're getting some drivers close to this limit, but no one above it, right? 63%, 58, 55. Notice we still have some high leverages, right? We have 21% on Denny Hamlin, 12% on Alex Bowman. Only two drivers over a 10% leverage. I mean, you got to take a shot somewhere. So SaberSim is saying, hey, you know, with this restriction in place, this is what we think are the best spots on the slate to target. And then on the inverse side, notice our highest negative leverage isn't even somebody that was that high owned, right? 35% ownership was the driver who we are under the field on the most at negative 16%, right? So Byron comes in second at negative 6%. But it's not like we're taking some huge stand against him because we set this max exposure, right? Small stand against him, still plenty of exposure overall. So I think this is like totally a worthwhile approach to consider on a super speedway like we're going to have tomorrow here. But this is one avenue to spreading out here on NASCAR. Some other NASCAR tips, I think things that, you know, if anybody didn't miss the show yesterday, one thing that we kind of uncovered through contest flashback, looking back to last year, was that duplication was not that high on a race like Daytona. And that was kind of interesting, right? I thought smaller player pool, as far as there only being 41 drivers, a sport where you kind of need an optimal is going to play like a showdown. You know, there were a lot of users grading out really well with dupes of 0, 1, 2, 3, a lot of under fives. I don't remember seeing anybody above five dupes. And so that was interesting, right? So when I was building lineups yesterday and then even today, I am not worried about applying any type of ownership kind of filter or anything like that. I'm going to leave salary really wide for a race like tomorrow. Sim diversity all the way up, no filters, no rules, letting SaberSim do what it does best here. But yeah, this is a brief overview of, you know, building some NASCAR lineups for today, for O'Reilly, for tomorrow, cup race, right? I said this yesterday. I think this is worth stressing twice. You know, it is really good idea that if you are playing NASCAR to play all 3 days or play at least two, right? Play trucks, play O'Reilly, play cup race. That allows you to get more reps in. That allows you to smooth out your variance so all your action isn't on one single slate a week. And it allows you to hone in your process leading up to kind of the grand finale of the week on Sunday for the cup race. So keep those things in mind when building some NASCAR lineups this weekend. And then for the user who asked about the custom ownership, check out that segment and let me know if you have any follow-up. Outside of that, I think we are all caught up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.